Acts 2:4. Lord, we ask you to be with us now and let this flow beautifully and just touch us with your peace.
Now.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to talk about the gift of tongues today. And our classic text is from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place, and suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them to speak. We have spoken about Jesus coming to save us and leaving us, but filled with his Holy Spirit. And in John 7:37, Jesus says, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and out of his spirit will flow living water." Now, the living water, Scripture tells us, is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is going to flow in us and through us in various ways, and one of the ways will be the gift of tongues. We see in Acts 2:4, the Spirit came, and immediately he turned their heart towards the Father. That is the work of the Spirit, to turn us towards Jesus, who brings us to the Father. And so the work of the Spirit in us will always bring us to a new level of praise and worship and adoration of the Father. So the gift of tongues is a gift of praise. It's a mysterious gift, and it frightens people. Let's go back into Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. There seems to be a text here that describes the gift of tongues. In Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit comes to help us, weak as we are. We do not know how we ought to pray. The Spirit himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees our hearts, knows what the thoughts of the Spirit is. Because the Spirit pleads with God on behalf of his people and in accordance with his will. So what is the gift of tongues? As I understand the gift of tongues, it is the Spirit of God within me using my voice to praise God. When we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we invite the Spirit of God to possess us, to use us, to melt us, to mold us. In the baptism in the Holy Spirit, we surrender, and the Spirit is able to possess us in a greater way, to possess our spirit. John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches, abide in me and I will abide in you. But the work of the Spirit is to bring someone into deeper union with Jesus, who brings that person to the Father. So that the Spirit uses our voice to praise the Lord. Now, the example I have used before, and I don't like to use it, but to me it's very illustrative. When a person is possessed by an evil spirit, the evil spirit uses that person's voice to curse and blaspheme and condemn and swear.
We're going to continue now
the
interpretation
to
of
do
tongues.
The work
we've studied
of the
so
devil.
Far tongues
when
as
the Holy Spirit
a personal gift,
us,
praying in
he
tongues.
Uses our voice.
Now we're going to look at tongues as a ministerial gift,
the Lord,
which we call
speaking
which is our eternal
vocation. Isn't it?
When you pray in
when
tongues,
we die
you're edifying yourself.
Glory,
as Paul says,
when I pray in tongues, I edify myself.
When you're speaking in tongues, you're giving a message to
the
community.
Eye has not seen,
and the Lord will hear.
Now
the gift of interpretation.
What God
to someone,
has
it may be the very person
him.
Who speaks in
so
tongues,
that
will
we
get the
praise
gift
and worship the Lord
by
the
important thing
operation
here,
of the Holy Spirit
prophecy,
within us.
Is
remember
to wait for the
that
anointing.
The goal of the Christian
it's
life
the anointing, the stirring of the Spirit within
ruled
you,
ruled and guided by the
that
Holy Spirit, as
indicate,
Paul the 6 says in his encyclical
the Lord wants
on evangelization.
To speak to me. He wants
we want
me
the Spirit to lead us, to rule us, to guide us, to
present
us in the
who
broad
is anointed,
general sense,
as
to use
leader,
us,
who
to
who has
do the work
real
of Jesus, to build the kingdom.
And
all of us
as Christians are called
to continue
the ministry
of Jesus.
So, and then she feels
the work
this
of the Holy Spirit
to
is
speak
to bring
out
us into a deep level of praise. For the first
and then
commandment
she just
is to love
the Lord with all your
heart,
the anointing,
all your mind,
on
and all your strength.
The
and one of the ways
you
do that is by praise and worship, especially the praise in tongues, because
you feel the anointing to give the interpretation.
Is an articulation
for practical purposes
of
tongues and
the
interpretation
spirit.
Is equal.
Let's look at the
prophecy.
Work of Frank Lake, a famous
tongues
psychiatrist.
And interpretation is
I've
equal
spoken about him
prophecy.
Before.
Let's
he would inject
first
people with
Corinthians
drugs. He
12.
Would have them relive their 9 months
Paul
within
lists
the womb,
the nine manifestation
what
gifts of
impressions
the Spirit.
Are you receiving
these
from
are
your
nine
mother? What
ways in which the Spirit moves through us to continue the ministry of Jesus.
And after
we see it here
17
in scripture,
years of this type
but still
of therapy,
it's confusing because there are 27 charismatic gifts listed in the
scriptures. Before they
but
were born,
we know by
had an experience of God,
both
because
of the
non-Catholics
and the Catholic charismatics,
people under the influence
when a person
of
is baptized,
reliving their birth
they
experience,
these
were
nine
crying
basic
out for
gifts.
God.
And for years, I've
so
been
let's
doing
take this
workshops
as
in this method.
A given,
for example, in
a
Brazil,
given,
they've been using my methodology
every
for
heart
50
cries
years
out
and saying
God,
it works
the Buddhist heart,
people
the
get baptized
heart, the Mohammedan
we help
the
them
Hindu
to
heart,
yield to
the
nine basic gifts of the Spirit, which are within them. Now, many would dispute that. I've had many people say, I don't believe all that. And all
when
I can
a person is baptized and
all
becomes
I can
a
say
Christian,
to them is
I'm
just
correct.
Quoting my own experience.
Then they are filled,
you know,
they are
the
compenetrated by the Holy Spirit. Even in
you see the Son,
his Spirit, or
who
do you
believe,
is compenetrated by the Holy
so
Spirit.
So I can only tell you my experience.
So now it
is
not just the human
teacher.
Heart crying out for God,
First Corinthians 12,
but it is the heart penetrated by the Holy Spirit crying out for God.
The Spirit's presence is shown in each person
for the good of all.
The Spirit gives one person a message of wisdom to another,
how we
a message
pray.
Of knowledge
so that
to another.
When the heart compenetrated by the Holy Spirit
to another, the
is
power
crying
to heal.
Out for God,
the Spirit
and we
gives
surrender
one person
our
the power
voice,
to work miracles,
then
to
the
another,
Spirit
the gift
is
of speaking,
able,
the Holy Spirit
prophecy,
is able to use
to
our voice
to
praise God. How tell the difference between
Hunda
the gifts that come from
Hunda
the Spirit and those that do not.
That's
the discernment of spirits. To
now
one person,
say,
he gives
but
the
what
ability
do you
to
say?
Speak in tongues.
We
to
don't
another,
know
he gives
what
the ability
that is
to
the
interpret
within us
what is
now,
said.
To me,
but it is one
it is
and the same
articulation
of the Spirit
all this
the same
way
he gives
as when a baby is born, the doctor slaps the baby, and the baby begins to cry.
A different gift. Meaning a different ministerial
say,
gift.
The baby
I flow in all nine gifts
language.
Of the Spirit.
He's merely
the gift
articulating
of healing is
something
the gift that
interior.
The Lord has given me
when,
for ministry.
When I tell
that's my
story
place in the
a
body
of Christ,
everyone
laughs.
Ha 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 ha! You all laugh with
I think Linda
sound.
Has a real ministry of tongues and interpretation.
You all use
that's
different
gift.
Sounds.
So
I say, what language is she
laughing?
The one gift that strongest in her predominates and bears the most
crying. And when you hit your hand
so
with a
this
thumb,
is the difficulty.
He
gives
thumb
to one person
with a hammer
a different gift.
You don't say, now let's see,
but
what am I going to say
Paul
now?
Says,
what
you know,
God
expresses in
all the
prayer. Ah!
All
the
prophecy,
right?
So
say,
what
language
is
she
speaking?
It's an articulation
ministry. You need wisdom, knowledge,
from the
and discernment
inner being
to
expressing
the
reality. So there's three
joy,
gifts right there.
Sadness,
in Mark 16:17, Paul listed
gift
these
of tongues
gifts.
Is the Spirit.
These are the signs
flowing
that will follow
through
our
shoes.
They lay hands upon the sick.
They'll
perform miracles. They'll pray in tongues. They'll cast out demons.
And
casting out
and
demons,
how do we know that?
Well,
Cardinal
Sunan
wisdom,
says
knowledge and discernment.
It's
so
a biblical reality.
We
it's
have listed
to look for
about 17 times in the Bible, more
and the
than
interpretation
we
to my mind and verified by many years of experience.
Acts 10.
He gives a different ministry
Acts
gift.
10.
That's your place in the body.
Peter
that's
is in
the
house of Cornelius, and he's preaching to the Gentiles.
Gifts to minister well.
And verse
all
44,
right, now,
while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening to his message.
I was in Brazil
the Jewish
in the late 70s,
believers who had come from
and
Joppa with Peter
priest,
were
and
amazed
we were just sitting around
that God had poured
Annapolis,
out the gifts of the Holy
Brazil,
Spirit on the Gentiles also,
five or seven
but they
priests.
Heard them speaking
and
in tongues and
we
praising God's grace.
He said, well, let's just ask the Lord to bless us. So we prayed, and all of a sudden he came out with
God's
powerful
great.
Tongues.
So tongues
and is an articulation
and he had the
interpretation
of the Holy Spirit within our
heart,
praising God.
And I've
we
heard
see
that that's
in
his
Acts
ministry.
19.
Very, very powerful.
Acts
and Paul
19:6.
For the
Paul is in Ephesus.
And they said,
we've never heard of the baptism of Jesus,
only
the baptism of
1 Corinthians 14.
And in verse 5, when they heard this, they were
14.
Baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It
Paul
is love that you should strive for. Set your heart on spiritual
them,
gifts, especially the gifts of God's message.
Proclaimed
so,
God's message
a prophecy. So someone's there saying, well, I won't get it. Paul
12,
saying, hey, set your heart on it.
Hocking back
the one who speaks in tongues, prays
and receives the Holy Spirit on Pentecost.
Meaning here, does not speak to others,
Mark
speaks
16,
to God.
18.
No one understands him when
because
you are praying in tongues. Before,
as Father Edward O'Connor,
you're edifying your own spirit.
He teaches theology
he
at the University
secret
of Notre
by
Dame.
By the power
says,
of the Holy Spirit. But the one who prophesied,
many of the scripture scholars didn't know how
and
really
gives them
to explain
help,
speaking in tongues. They made all kinds of
statements. One who speaks in tongues,
they really didn't know how to explain
himself,
it. Father
but O'Connor, the one who
theologians
God, said,
well,
the message helps
we're
the
ones
whole church.
Who have the experience.
I would
we're
like
the
for
ones
all of
who really
speak
know
in
what
tongues,
the reality is.
But I'd rather that you had the gift of proclaiming
didn't know
God's
what the reality
message.
Was.
The person
and
who
they said
proclaims God's message and prophesies is of greater value
which really
than the one who speaks in tongues, unless there is someone present who can interpret what he says that the whole church may be helped.
And after
so
the charismatic
we say tongues
experience
and interpretation
men
equals
men
prophecy.
And women had the gift
so
of tongues,
praying in
and
tongues
they were able
edifies
to
your own
to
spirit,
theologians
speaking
that
in
this
tongues
is what
we've
experienced.
Because you see,
edifies the community.
Scripture clarifies
one time
experience.
At Loyola University in New
An
Orleans,
a woman
scripture.
Dragged
There's
her husband to a prayer meeting.
And
she didn't want to be there, but she dragged
scripture
him.
Guide you
and
in the,
in the course of the meeting, someone stood up and gave
Mark
a message 16, in tongues, spoke in tongues, and another woman across 16, the room gave an interpretation.
Believers
and after the
given
meeting,
the power to
he said to his
miracles.
Wife, that was beautiful.
Going to speak
that
about
woman
that
spoke up
very
and gave a beautiful
They'll
message
drive out
in English,
in my name,
and that woman across the
speak
room
in tongues.
Just paraphrased it
so,
marvelously. Mark 16:17 indicates she didn't give a message in English. She gave it in tongues. Oh no!
What
I
we
heard
find is that when
Andrew she said this, and she said she paraphrased it over there. The Lord anointed his
very,
ears,
very
so he heard the
spirit.
The
because
message,
once
and he heard
begin
the
to pray in tongues in the spirit,
so
and you begin to lay hands on people.
We don't hear much about tongues and interpretation. People don't talk much about
you're
it because prophecy is much more
time
common.
Time people heal physically, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally.
Some would say, well, how come you can have a long message in tongues and a short interpretation?
The spirit of God. Mark 16:17 continues.
Sometimes people will bring up that objection.
They'll
and
place
I really
their
don't
hands
know
upon the sick,
other than it's just a concise summary of what this person
but I find
in more detail.
Ordinarily,
but
need
I don't
to
think we should really worry too much about tongues and interpretation
to see healing.
Because
and everybody wants to
the
see
gift
healing,
of prophecy
especially in your own
much
family,
more common. So I'm going to ask Linda to come up,
husband, wife,
and she's been praying
children.
All morning about this. So she's
all right.
Very
so once again,
point.
The gift of tongues,
and
a biblical
just
reality
for a message in tongues.
It's an articulation
the
of the Holy Spirit.
And I believe
within
God
us.
Is love. He's not going to let me stand here
the gift
with my
of tongues
open for 20 minutes waiting.
I summarize
I
it,
that the Lord
and I just want to go through those
so much
summaries
and loves us
to highlight
that he wants to show us that it's going
the basic
to happen.
Teaching.
This is stepping out in faith.
This is God's plan.
It's in Scripture.
The more you believe in the Lord's
love,
and the more you
pray
pray
at all times
and the more you follow
in
the leadings
of
the Spirit,
with all prayer
and supplication.
It is for everyone. Mark 16:17 says, these are the signs that will follow believers. So that if we believe and surrender ourselves to the Lord, we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Namely, we ask the Lord to possess us, and we have that inner experience where the Spirit possesses us. Then we are now open to manifest the Spirit through the gift of tongues. The gift of tongues is so simple, but it's not easy. Because it's merely surrendering your
my
voice
children,
to the Lord.
That's
simple. But people say, Father,
don't
I've
be
been
afraid.
Taught all my life to think before
your
I talk.
Hand is in
and now
my
you're
hand.
Asking me just
your
to let the sounds come out. That, that's too difficult for me.
Let go of the
and especially
fear.
The more educated
step
you are, the more difficult it is. For example, I lived in
my
the
children,
island of Grenada for 10 months in a house of prayer. And usually by
thank
the end of
Jesus.
The first prayer meeting,
Lord, we thank you and we ask for your love to flow through us. We pray that out of our spirits will flow living
one
water in various ways, in healing and wisdom and knowledge and tongues and interpretation
of
prophecy, that we may bear
another
fruit
one
and
the
fruit
the world
that remain.
Expert
we thank you
on the Holy Spirit. It took him 8 months before he got
all
the
right.
gift of tongues.
Are there any questions on what we've done so far?
I used to filtering everything through
on
their intellect
and interpretation
before they can accept it. Whereas
all right, just come right up
who
here,
are simple, like in the island of Grenada, where they're
question?
Probably 100 years behind the time, they're just so open
that almost
to
all the
God
time,
and creation
that just
and
one
the Spirit
person
just flows.
Gets messages
it's
tongues.
Much easier to,
but
to
different
bring
ones
people
of
to
us
the gift of tongues in the third
the,
world than it is in the first.
Interpretation.
And also you have much more healing in the third
but
world.
But only sometimes
first,
it seems that none of us have the gift of interpretation
which is good and helpful. Technologically,
and the only time somebody
but,
else gets a message in tongues is when Kathy's
when it comes
gone.
To just surrendering your spirit
yeah,
and
well,
your voice
well, she probably
to the Lord.
Has a ministry of
now,
tongues.
Tongues is a type of contemplative
and,
prayer.
The
Vatican
tongue.
Recently spoke about the dangers of getting into
the Lord
Oriental prayer.
That shares the
to be,
interpretation.
Have to
everybody
be very
has the gift of interpretation.
Many have gone to the Orient to study
and
prayer,
is
but such
demonstrating
an
that
desire for contemplative prayer. the interpreter.
I think that's beautiful, rather than
Robert
her getting Farisee an
interpretation. Robert Farisee of University
the body, the
maintains that the gift
the body
of tongues
of
is a
then
gift of contemplative
not there,
prayer.
The Lord says, listen,
because you do not
I,
use your intellect.
I'll use anybody that's available.
You use your
so
heart.
If she's
it's
not
a
there,
of the heart.
You'll give the message to someone else, and someone else get the interpretation, which is almost
it's
a clear case of the action of the Spirit in the body.
Because it's the prayer of the Spirit within us.
There's a second dimension that I've never heard many people talk about,
and I still don't understand.
To me, is exciting.
Well, we're dealing
about
with the mystery
interpretation
here.
Of tongues.
We're dealing
Let's
with the mystery
pray in tongues.
But who
and
of us knows
Lord to give us
what
the interpretation of our own prayer tongue?
Who of us knows the
now,
intrinsic working of our automobile?
I don't.
I put
about
my
this.
Key in the ignition.
But,
I turn the ignition on.
I talk about
it and
interpretation
drive,
of tongues. This is more exciting because we can do this all
day. Who knows
day long
the internal workings of a jet engine?
You only get a message in tongues that I write when a charismatic prayer group comes together
and they get me across the world. I don't know what makes them work. I know how to
interpret
them.
Your own tongues.
And so
you can use
tongues,
your gift of interpretation.
Tell me what it is. I want to know intrinsic evidence. What is the gift of
interpreting?
We don't know.
So
we know that it bears good
paper,
fruit. And that's
those
how you
watching
judge
on video
everything.
Do the same thing.
Matthew
if you pray in tongues, we'll pray in tongues.
You will know it.
I'll clap my hands.
It is a spiritual, biblical reality.
The first thing that comes to your mind,
by the Catholic
because
Church,
it's
and that
intuition,
should
it's intuitive,
all doubts
it's not reflexive, it's not intellectual.
We know that Jesus
it's
has left us the Church so that we can find
first
the way,
thing that comes to your mind,
and
write it down.
That we do
now,
not
we don't have
to worry
a lot of
when
time,
says,
and there are three possible variations that I've learned over
Jesus
the years
left
in this
the
area.
Church to guide us in our journey towards eternal life.
So I'm
going to
ask you to
don't have to interpret things for ourselves. We have a guide. So that we don't go off the deep
end. Close your eyes and write the first words that come to your mind, and I'll,
the Church has said,
depending
yes,
on what you get, I will share
so
the
no
three
Catholic
possible variations.
Really speak
so
against
let's close
the
our eyes,
friend.
Because
it's authenticated by the Church. It's Conference of American Bishops and many other many other conferences of bishops and said, yes, this is good. It's authentic. So those of you who have doubts, you can fall back on the discernment of the Church.
Keep your eyes closed.
The Holy Spirit sensitizes us to the other charisms of the Holy Spirit. What are the charisms? The charisms are gifts of God given to us by Him, freely accepted, by which we let the Holy Spirit move through us. And of course, one of the charisms is the gift of tongues, the basic charism, and it sensitizes us to all the other gifts of the Spirit, like healing and wisdom. We become more sensitive
all
because
right,
in 2 Timothy,
time. How many of you
says,
wrote something down? Put up your hand.
The gift of the
okay,
Spirit
that's
that
about
is in
a third
you
of you.
The imposition
who would
of
like
my
to
hands.
Share what you wrote down?
So that
just come up
when
in the
we
light,
pray in tongues in some way, the Spirit yeah, becomes more intense with us.
Well, the first
it within
word
us
I got
is
was
it
peace.
Perhaps because we're giving
then
him
right on top
more
of
leeway
that,
to
trust.
Use us. Anyway,
and
we notice we become much more sensitive to the things of God as we pray in tongues.
Okay. So I
more
say
solid teaching needs to be given by leaders. There's such a desire and a hunger and a thirst for prayer.
Anyone else briefly want to share?
In the United States, people always flock to prayer seminars.
Okay.
And we need more and more to know that the gift of tongues is available to all who surrender.
Right. Just come right up
here
now.
I myself in my ministry give retreats around
the
world to
priests. The Spirit praising the Lord through you, because he penetrates your spirit. Sometimes it can be your spirit speaking
to
the Father. Other times it can be
because we're so controlled and
the
we are so intellectual.
To you. It is a lot of variations.
Much
I've never really been able to,
we have
to
a
pin all this down.
Theology.
Children
and then
of
to
God,
come into an area
I will do
that's
great
relatively
things
new,
for you
it's very
if you choose
but
to
when
trust in me
surrender,
and follow my ways with authority.
A doctor
what
of
I feel the Lord has been
Manila,
giving us is ministerial tongues and interpretation, just like Linda. I think what the Lord may be doing
is
opening up new gifts. Many of you are going to begin to have messages
in tongues
after
in the seminary
this.
Has a degree
what did you get?
Well, what I got was
biblical
for
Institute
you, and then some silence, having
Jerusalem.
Silence and will.
He's equipped to teach
what does that
scripture
mean?
In the seminary, has a doctorate
you
in psychology.
Parts.
He got involved in the whole charismatic experience.
Are you having tongues or having the Holy Spirit will prophesy or interpret?
So beautiful.
You got me on that one. I don't know what to say on that one. I'm tongue-tied, which is not too common an experience. All right, that's just enough to give you an idea
of
interpreting your own tongues. And you can work at this every day in your prayer time.
The Lord in
everyone
such a
who's into serious
way,
ministry should try to spend ideally,
and I've heard
as an ideal, an hour a day
say,
in
why
prayer.
Did I have to wait 50
the average American woman over 45 watches
this.
Television 5 hours
I don't know,
a
day. But thank God,
so
it's available now.
An hour
let us
a day
be open.
Are you crazy? I mean,
also,
I could
when
get,
we
I
pray in tongues, we create an atmosphere of praise.
Have no problem
like
watching
Geraldo
and Joan Rivers as the world
the whole 120
turns.
Of them.
I have no problem watching
just standing, looking
pray,
up to heaven,
alone with
just
the Lord.
Letting the
people
Spirit
say, what
worship
are you doing?
And praise through them. It's
okay.
Such a powerful experience.
Now, we want to move
one of the best ways. One of the best ways of praising God because it's the Spirit.
Individual prophecy.
It's God
in
himself.
We spoke before
himself.
That prophecy is the Lord speaking directly to the community. There's another
we
dimension of prophecy,
priests, when they come into
which
the
I think is
begin
even
to preach
more important,
with much
and that's
more power,
one-on-one prophecy,
much more
because we can do this
much
all
more enthusiasm,
the time.
And there's
I'm
going to
ask
the
people who participate in Nina and Paul,
they're saying
come up,
the same things
and we'll break
before,
into twos,
but it's more
and we'll pray for each other, asking the Lord for a word from each other,
for spiritual growth,
remembering the basic principles, remembering the basic principles,
you tend to become
the
anointing.
Stale, the words in the first or second person stepping out in faith. To pray, so Linda and I are going to just
I spend 3 hours a day in mental prayer,
hold hands
but
here
I work
and pray and
in
ask Paul and
I
Nina to just come up and stand beside us and do the same thing.
Monsignor Vincent Walsh, the Vice Chancellor of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, says, the real effect of tongues is not merely the external saying of the words, but the deep effect of the Spirit within the people as they pray. Tongues
be
actually
not afraid,
comes
my daughter,
from the subconscious.
I have empowered you with mighty gifts.
Where the Spirit is,
I call
is,
you to step out in
to
faith.
The conscious mind.
Do not let fear
and when
hold
it
you
comes
back.
From the subconscious
to
the conscious,
courage,
it brings with it a lot of the repressed spirits and
the
pains
gifts that I have
that are buried
you
in our
have
subconscious
been
mind.
In seeking me
and
in seeking my will.
So there's so much healing when people
know
begin
that
to pray in tongues. Shandaranda halladi da handaranda halladi. Now. There's so much
son,
more
I'm
we
doing
could
a
say,
work in you that you don't understand.
But
it's a far
I want to show you how to
stay
yield
close to me,
the gift
be
of tongues. I want to set up this workshop method. Because
you,
once you're baptized in Spirit,
thank
once
you,
you surrender and say, Lord, use me,
my
possess
son,
me, melt me, mold me.
Especially
within
me.
A prayer group setting where there's inspirational music and there's prayer
child,
of the community.
I have an open heart.
Once you've surrendered yourself to the Lord as best you can, what you do next is open yourself.
I give to you.
Now I'm
going to
ask a few people
deserve.
To come up here
thank
who have volunteered
you,
so that we can share
thank
set
you,
up the workshop. If we
now,
have time, we'll go right into
those
it.
Those who are
we
with me, just come
we'll
back.
Go as
what
far
did you
as
feel when
so the
she
people
gave
watching
you
the
words,
video can set up the workshop and then proceed after the video ends. So those people said they would be willing to yield to the gift of tongues. Just come up here right now and stand in a circle. What we do is stand in a circle
for an anointing.
Just
we stand
deep,
in a circle to have a sense of community
was,
because the Spirit of God works
so much,
in community.
Knowing,
okay, now just those people
and
no more.
Giving me that word, I had
so
a surge
for the
of
sake
energy
of,
flowing
getting
I just
on.
Felt
hey,
so much
right
encouragement
up.
Because
okay.
the word that she
let's
spoke to me has been given
let's
to me for the past
now.
6 months that
all
the
right.
Lord's doing.
We are in community. We're Christians
going
gathered together in the name of the Lord. We're asking the Spirit
of,
to
much,
use our voice. Remember that the Holy Spirit
considered.
Wants
so
to use
what the Lord
to praise God more than you want to be used. More than you want to be used because the Holy Spirit has given to us to continue the ministry of Jesus. All of us are Jesus in a certain sense through the Holy Spirit.
You put that in the whole framework.
What
has the Lord been saying
for
the past
your surrendering
so
by raising
scripture,
your hands? If you can, if
in
you
the
can't,
desires
it's okay.
Of your heart, in prayer, other
people,
people
say, I can't do that, Father.
We've had a few
if
bad experiences of people
a thief put a gun in your back and
prophecy,
said, stick them up, you'd
say,
have no problems at all. But for the Lord, it's
and
a little different.
Marry,
you see, well, Lord, I don't know if I can do that. We raise our hands.
Of the Lord
all right, now, you have the Holy Spirit because you have yielded
okay.
with me
feel,
before the video,
Nina,
you
when
yielded
you
your spirit
the
to the
words.
Lord. What the baptism of the Spirit means is the Lord is possessing your spirit. Now he wants to work through you. What we do is close our eyes, raise our hands, ask the Lord to guide us, and imitate my tongue. As you imitate my tongue, you're moving your voice. As you move your voice, sooner or later, the Spirit is going to move from your spirit through all the emotions, fear, guilt,
third use of prophecy. We have
low
community prophecy.
Connect with your voice, and you will
prophecy,
find yourself uttering
what
syllables
I call
that are not
personal
my syllables.
Prophecy. And strictly
so you need
speaking,
someone to come around and say, yes,
prophecy is
someone who has a gift
the
of
word
discernment
of the Lord
or knows how to pray
out.
In tongues. You are
but
praying
we're
in tongues
ask the Lord to
they're not
going to
believe they're praying
hearts.
In tongues. They'll say, but I'm
everyone
imitating you, or I'm making it up. for the Lord to speak to your heart,
I'm just
and you will
going along with
begin
the
to hear words
you know
in
your
the first or second
remember
person.
Remember, in catechism, the morality of an action depends
say,
on your intention.
You're leading
if intention
people astray.
To
they could
God,
write anything
you would
down.
Be praising God,
well,
even if you
people have enough
were
sense to
even
use
if
that which edifies you.
So altogether, imitate my tongues out loud as loud as you can, just for the sake of moving your voice and letting the Spirit
cut it off and push it aside.
Shahandara haladi,
they bring you closer to the Lord, that make you love people more.
As loud as you can. Shahandara, shahandara, come Holy Spirit, and just
the fruit of the
release
Spirit,
yourself
love.
Within Him. Shahandara haladi, gata shahandara.
The Lord is saying,
just keep going. It's going to happen. Eventually,
but I mean, if it's
I've seen it all over the world. They'll come into
you,
the gift of tongues.
Just push it aside.
Two, three, four, five,
so that I'm Holy this is relatively
just
safe.
Just continue. Shandarandarandari.
Was in the
those
early
watching
years
the video suspicious of prophecy.
Workshop in the same way, and I said, I don't
five,
get involved
five,
in this
too much danger of getting led astray.
Shandarandarandari. And then I slowly converted. Now people are saying the same thing.
As loud as you can, just
imitate me. Shandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandarandar
you. Let's just pray softly and talk to you. Now I hear syllables that are totally different from mine. The gift of tongues is breaking through. And that will become fluent as the day goes on. But always remember when someone tells you, you've got the gift of tongues,
come
leading
on, those
the prayer,
on video, do the
leading the workshop,
just
you have it, because everybody doubts it. They say,
Lord,
oh no, it's too simple. That has to be complicated. I can't do you. Continue.
Does anybody have anything they can share that the Lord spoke to them? Put up your hand if you got something and you want to share it, just come forward. No, just come right up here in the light. Anyone else want to briefly share, just come right up here because we're coming to the end of the tape. People in watching video should do the same. Huh?
I can't talk. I desire to use you for my work, for my people.
What? How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel very proud, but a little bit reluctant. A little bit afraid to step out.
Yeah, another word. Why are you afraid to step out?
Because I'm selfish.
Would you say because of pride?
Perhaps so.
Yeah, I'm afraid of falling on my face.
Right.
Yeah, that's the great thing about working for the Lord. We think it's going to make you proud. To me, it's pride not to do it because you say, oh, I don't care what the Lord wants. My pride is more important. My reputation is more important. I think it's pride not to flow in the gifts of the Spirit.
Little broken rose petal of my heart, I have great healing love for you and your family.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good.
You think that's from the Lord?
Yes.
See, if it bears good fruit, we can presume it's from the Lord because everything that's been done has been done in the Lord. Prayer, openness to the Spirit, looking at the Word, being guided by the Word, being guided by the experience of the Christian community, listening to the church. People still say, well, I'm still afraid of all this. All right, but life is a risk. Many, many of the spiritual writers more and more are saying, life is a risk. And it sure is in Latin America where many, many people are being martyred. We have more martyrs in Latin America in the last 20 years than in the early days of the church, most probably, according to many experts. People dying for their faith. I have a few questions here that have been asked. I get prophecies, but I don't have the courage to give it. What can I do? I would say, pray with another person, one-on-one. And as you begin to get individual prophecies, you will gain that courage. Ask the Lord for the courage to share it in the group. What if you feel no anointing? If you don't feel any sensible anointing, just hang loose and check your spirit because you'll probably have a deep sense of peace. Yes, this is the Lord. This is good. And that's a psychological anointing. That's what I get most of the time. please distinguish between prophecy and word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is one word. I stand up here and I say, Lord, we have a healing service going, and I hear in my mind, backs. One word, backs. Oh, I say, Lord must be healing backs. All those whose backs are healed, put up your hand. Whereas prophecy is a sentence. It's the Lord communicating sentences, words to the Christian community. So we just thank the Lord that we have such a loving Father in heaven who truly wants to communicate. And let's open.
Acts 2:4. Lord, we ask you to be with us now and let this flow beautifully and just touch us with your peace.
Now.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to talk about the gift of tongues today. And our classic text is from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place, and suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them to speak. We have spoken about Jesus coming to save us and leaving us, but filled with his Holy Spirit. And in John 7:37, Jesus says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink, and out of his spirit will flow living water. Now, the living water, Scripture tells us, is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is going to flow in us and through us in various ways, and one of the ways will be the gift of tongues. We see in Acts 2:4, the Spirit came, and immediately he turned their heart towards the Father. That is the work of the Spirit, to turn us towards Jesus, who brings us to the Father. And so the work of the Spirit in us will always bring us to a new level of praise and worship and adoration of the Father. So the gift of tongues is a gift of praise. It's a mysterious gift, and it frightens people. Let's go back into Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26, there seems to be a text here that describes the gift of tongues. In Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit comes to help us, weak as we are. We do not know how we ought to pray. The Spirit himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees our hearts, knows what the thoughts of the Spirit is. Because the Spirit pleads with God on behalf of his people and in accordance with his will. So what is the gift of tongues? As I understand the gift of tongues, it is the Spirit of God within me using my voice to praise God. When we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we invite the Spirit of God to possess us, to use us, to melt us, to mold us. In the baptism in the Holy Spirit, we surrender, and the Spirit is able to possess us in a greater way, to possess our spirit. John 15, I am the vine, you are the branches, abide in me and I will abide in you. But the work of the Spirit is to bring someone into deeper union with Jesus, who brings that person to the Father. So that the Spirit uses our voice to praise the Lord. Now, the example I have used before, and I don't like to use it, but to me it's very illustrative. When a person is possessed by an evil spirit, the evil spirit uses
We're
that
going
person's
to continue
voice to
now
curse and blaspheme and condemn and swear.
The interpretation
do
tongues.
The work.
We've studied
of the
so
devil.
Far tongues
when the
as
Holy
a
spirit
personal
possesses
gift,
us,
praying in
he
tongues.
Uses our voice.
Now we're going to look at tongues as a ministerial gift,
the Lord,
which we call
which
is
our internal vocation.
When you pray in
when
tongues, you're edifying yourself.
Glory,
as
Paul says, when I pray in
you
tongues, I edify
Father
myself. When you're speaking
you
in tongues, you're giving
you
a message
the
to the community.
The
I
has
not
seen,
and the Lord will hear the gift of interpretation to someone. It may be the very person who speaks in tongues.
So that we praise and worship the Lord.
by the important thing operation here, of the Holy Spirit within us.
As in prophecy, is
remember
to wait for the
that
anointing.
The goal of the Christian
it's
life
the anointing, the stirring of the Spirit within
ruled
you.
Ruled and guided by the
that
Holy Spirit, as Paul VI says in his encyclical
the Lord wants
on evangelization.
To speak to me. He wants
we want
me
the Spirit to lead us, to rule us, to guide us, to possess us in
a
broad
who
general sense,
as
to use us
who
to
has
do the
a
work
real
of Jesus to build the kingdom.
And
all of us as Christians are called to continue the ministry of Jesus. So,
and then she feels
the work of the Holy Spirit
to
is to bring us into a deep level of praise. For the first
and then
command,
she
is
just
to love
the Lord
with all your heart,
anointing,
all your mind, and all your strength.
The
and one of the ways you do that is by
pretty
praise
much a paraphrase
and worship,
of what she's
especially
in English,
the praise in
and
tongues,
sometimes
because
feel the anointing to give the interpretation.
Is an articulation
for purposes
of
tongues and
the
interpretation
spirit.
Is equal.
Let's look at the
prophecy.
Work of Frank Lake, a famous
tongues
psychiatrist.
And interpretation is
I've
equal
spoken about him
to prophecy.
Before.
Let's
he would inject
first
people with
Corinthians
drugs. He would
12.
Have them relive their 9 months
Paul
within
lists
the womb,
the nine manifestation
what
gifts
impressions
of the Spirit
are you receiving
these
from
are
your mother?
Nine
what
ways in which the Spirit moves through us to continue the ministry of Jesus.
And after
we see it here
17
in scripture,
years of this type
but
of
still
therapy,
it's confusing because there are 27 charismatic gifts listed in the
child before they
but
were born,
we know by
had an experience of God,
both
because
of the
non-Catholics
and the Catholic charismatics,
people under the influence
when a person
of
is baptized,
reliving their birth
they
experience,
these
were crying
basic
out for God.
And for years I've
so
been
let's
doing
take this
workshops
as
in this method.
A given,
for example, in Brazil,
given,
they've been using my methodology
every
for
heart
15
cries
years
out
and saying it works
the Buddhist heart,
people
the
get baptized
heart, the Mohammedan heart,
we help
the
them
Hindu
to
heart,
yield to
the
nine
heart,
basic gifts of the
pagan
Spirit,
heart,
which are
the
within
Christian
them.
Heart.
Now, many would
but
dispute
when
that.
A
I've had many
is
people
baptized,
say, I don't believe all that, and all
when
I can tell
is baptized and
all I can
Christian,
say to them is I'm just quoting my own experience.
Then they are filled, they are
compenetrated
by the Holy Spirit. Even
in you see the Son,
His Spirit, or her Spirit, is compenetrated by the Holy Spirit.
So I can only tell you my experience.
So now it is not just the human
teacher.
Heart crying out for God.
First Corinthians 12
the heart
verses
penetrated
7 to
by the Holy
the
Spirit
Spirit's
crying out for
is
God.
Is shown
Romans
in each person. The Spirit
for the good
groans
of all.
In us. The Spirit gives one person
cry,
a message
we do
of
not
wisdom
know how we need
to another.
How we are
a message
pray.
Of knowledge
so that
to another.
When the heart come penetrated
by
faith,
the Holy Spirit
to another.
The
is
power
crying
to
out for God,
the Spirit
and we
gives
surrender
one person the power
our voice,
to work miracles,
then
to another,
the Spirit
the
is
speaking,
able,
the Holy Spirit
prophecy,
is able
to
use
to
our voice
to
praise God.
How
tell the difference between the gifts that come from the Spirit and those
that
do not,
that's discernment of spirits.
To one
now
person,
say,
he gives
but
the
what
ability to
say?
Speak in tongues.
We
to
don't
another,
know
he gives
what
the ability
saying.
To
that is the
interpret
within us what is
now,
said.
Now, to me,
but it is
it
one
is
and
an
the
same articulation
does
all
the Spirit
the same
way
he gives
as when a baby is born, the doctor slaps
person,
the baby, and the baby
a
begins to cry.
Different gift. Meaning a different ministerial
say,
gift.
Is the baby
I flow in all nine gifts
language.
Of the Spirit,
he's merely
but the
articulating
gift of something
the gift that
interior.
The Lord has given me
when,
for ministry.
When I tell
that's my story
in the body of Christ,
everyone laughs.
Ha 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 ha. You all laugh with
I think Linda
out.
Has a real ministry of tongues and interpretation.
You all use
that's
different
gift.
Sounds.
So I say,
what language is
but
she
that's
laughing?
The one gift that's strongest in her, predominates,
and bears the most
crying. And when you hit your hand
so
with
this
thumb,
is the difficulty.
He
gives
to
one person
with a hammer
a different gift.
You don't say, now let's see,
but
what am I going to say
Paul
now?
Says,
what
could
it express this in?
All the prayer.
Someone say, what language is she speaking?
It's an articulation.
In the deliverance ministry, you need wisdom,
sounds
knowledge,
from the
and discernment
inner being
to do
expressing
the
reality. So there's three
joy,
gifts right there.
Sadness,
in Mark 16, 17,
the
Paul listed
gift
these five
of tongues
gifts.
Is the Spirit.
These are the signs
flowing
that will follow
us
as they lay hands upon the sick. They'll perform miracles.
They'll pray in tongues. They'll cast out demons. If you're casting out
and
demons,
how do we know that?
Well,
Cardinal
Sunan
says,
knowledge and discernment.
It's
so
a biblical reality.
We have
it's
to
listed
look for
about
an
17
of
times in the Bible,
more
than
the interpretation
to
my
mind,
and
Acts,
verified
looks,
by many years of
at
experience,
Acts 10.
He gives a different ministry
Acts
gift,
10.
That's your place in the body.
Peter is
that's
in the house of Cornelius,
and he's preaching
to
the
Gentiles.
Gifts to minister well.
And verse
all
44,
right, now,
while Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit came down on all those who were listening
much.
To his message.
I was in Brazil
the Jewish
in the late
believers
70s,
who had come from
and
Joppa
a Benedictine
with Peter
priest,
were
and we were just sitting around
that God had
in
poured out the gifts of the Holy
Brazil,
Spirit on the Gentiles also,
five or seven
but they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God's grace.
He said, well, let's just ask the Lord to bless us.
So we prayed,
and all of a sudden he came out with
God's
powerful
great.
Tongues.
So tongues
and
is an articulation
and he had the
interpretation of the Holy Spirit
powerful
within our heart, praising God.
And
we
heard
see
that
it
that's
in
his
Acts
ministry.
19.
Very, very powerful.
Acts
and Paul
19:6.
For the
Paul is in Ephesus.
And they said, we've never heard of the baptism of Jesus, only the baptism of John.
1 Corinthians 14.
And in verse 5, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It is love that you should strive for. Set your heart on spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of God's message.
And they spoke in tongues and proclaimed God's message
about 12 men. So someone's there saying, well, I won't get it. Paul said, hey, set your heart on it.
Harking back to
the fact that
there were 12
apostles
who received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost.
The one who speaks in tongues, prays in tongues, is what he's
on Pentecost.
Meaning here, does not speak to others, but speaks to God. No one understands him. When you are praying in tongues before,
as Father Edward O'Connor,
you're edifying your own spirit.
He teaches theology.
Secret truths by the power of the Holy Spirit.
But the one who prophesied,
many of the scripture scholars didn't know how really to
explain speaking in tongues. They made all kinds of statements.
The one who speaks in tongues,
they really didn't know how to explain it.
Father O'Connor, theologian, said, message helps
we're
the whole
ones
church.
Who have the experience.
I would like
we're
for
the ones
all of you
really
to speak
know
in
what
tongues,
reality is.
But I'd rather that you had the gift of proclaiming God's
what the
message.
Was.
The person who
said
proclaims God's message
and
prophesies is of greater value
which really
than the one who speaks in tongues,
the
unless there is someone
but
present
you have
who can interpret what he says
you,
that the
you
whole
really
church may
speak
be
about
helped.
And after
so
the charismatic
we say
experience
tongues and interpretation
men,
equals
men and women had the gift
so
of tongues,
praying in
and they
tongues
were able
edifies
to say
your own spirit,
speaking
that this
in tongues
is what we've
experienced.
Interpretation
because you see,
edifies the community.
Scripture clarifies
one time
experience.
At Loyola University in New Orleans,
experience
a woman
scripture.
Dragged
a
her husband to a prayer meeting.
And
she didn't want to be there, but she dragged
scripture
him.
Guides
and
you in, the
in the course of the meeting, someone stood up and gave
Mark
a message
16,
in tongues,
17.
Spoke in tongues, and another woman across 16, the room gave an interpretation.
Believers
and
will
after
be
the
given
meeting,
the power to
he said
perform
to his wife,
miracles.
That was beautiful.
Going to speak
that
about
woman
that
spoke
after.
Up
very
and gave a beautiful
they'll
message
drive out
in English,
in my name,
and that woman across the
speak
room
in tongues.
Just paraphrased it
so,
marvelously. Mark 16, 17 indicates she didn't give a message in English.
She gave it in tongues. Oh, no.
What
I
we
heard
find
is that when
Andrew, she said this, and she said
gift,
she paraphrased it over there. The Lord anointed his
very,
ears,
very
so he heard the
Spirit.
The
because
message,
once
and he heard the paraphrase
in tongues in the Spirit,
so
and you begin to lay hands on
we don't hear much about tongues and interpretation. People don't talk much about
you're
it because prophecy is much
from time
more
to
common.
Time people heal physically, psychologically, spiritually, emotionally.
Some would say, well, how come you can have a long message in tongues and a short interpretation?
The Spirit of God. Mark 16, 17 continues.
Sometimes people will bring up that objection.
They'll
and
place
I really
their hands
don't know
upon the sick,
other than it's just a concise summary of what this person has said in more detail.
Ordinarily,
but I don't think we should really worry too much about tongues and interpretation
to see healing.
Because
and everybody wants to
the
see
gift
healing,
of prophecy
especially in your own
much
family,
more common. So I'm going to ask Linda to come up,
husband, wife,
and she's been praying
children
all morning about this. So she's
all right.
Very
so once again,
point
the gift of tongues,
and
a biblical reality
for a message in tongues.
That's an articulation
the
of the Holy Spirit.
And I believe
within
God
us
is love. He's not
now,
going to let me stand
book,
here
the gift
with my
of tongues,
mouth open for 20 minutes waiting.
I summarize
I
it,
that the Lord
and I just want to go through those
so much
summaries
and loves us
to highlight
that he wants to show us that it's going
the basic
to happen
teaching.
This is stepping out in faith.
This is God's plan.
It's in Scripture.
The more you
believe
Ephesians
in the Lord's
6:18,
and the more you
pray
at all
and
times
and the more you
follow
the leadings
of
the
Spirit,
prayer
the
and supplication.
It is for everyone. Mark 16:17 says, these are the signs that will follow believers. So that if we're a believer and surrender ourselves to the Lord, we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. Namely, we ask the Lord to possess us, and we have that inner experience where the Spirit possesses us. Then we are now open to manifest the Spirit through the gift of tongues. The gift of tongues is so simple, but it's not easy. Because it's merely surrendering your
my
voice
children,
to Allah. That's simple. But people say, Father, I've been
be
taught
afraid
all my life to think before
your
I talk.
Hand is in
and now
my
you're
hand
asking me
your
just
heart
to let the sounds come out.
That,
that's too difficult for me.
Let go of the
and especially
fear,
the more educated
out
you are,
be bold
the more difficult
me,
it is.
For
example, I lived in
my
the
children
island of Grenada for
let
10 months in a house of prayer. And usually by
thank
the end of
Jesus
the first prayer meeting,
Lord, we thank you and we ask
to
for your love
they'd
to flow through us. We pray that out of our spirits will flow living
one
water in various ways, in healing and wisdom and knowledge and tongues and interpretation
of
prophecy, that we may bear
another
fruit
one
and
who's
fruit
the
that
world
remain
expert.
We thank you
on the Holy Spirit. It took him 8 months before he got
all
the
right
gift of tongues.
Are there any questions on what we've done so far?
I used to filtering everything through
on tongues and interpretation
before they can accept it. Whereas
all right, just come
people
right up
who
here
are simple like in the island of Grenada where they're
question
probably 100 years behind the time, they're just
it
so
seems
open
that almost
to
all
God
the time
in creation and
just one
and
person
just flows
gets messages and
it's much easier to,
but different
to bring
ones
people
of
to
us
the gift of tongues in the third world than it is in the first.
interpretation,
much more healing in the
but only sometimes it seems that none of us have the gift of interpretation,
which is good and helpful technologically.
And the only time somebody else gets a message in tongues is when Kathy's gone.
When it comes
gone.
To just surrendering your spirit
yeah,
and
well,
your voice
she probably
to the
has a ministry of
now,
tongues.
Tongues is a type of contemplative
and,
prayer.
The
Vatican
tongue.
Recently spoke about the dangers of getting into
the Lord
Oriental prayer. It has
the
to
interpretation.
Be, to
everybody
be very
has
careful.
The gift of
many,
interpretation.
Many have gone to the Orient to study prayer, but such a meeting that
and by
desire for contemplative prayer.
The interpretation.
And
I think
Father
that's beautiful. Rather than
Robert Farisee of the Gregorian University,
the body, the
maintains that the gift
the body
of tongues
of
is a
then
gift
when
of
she's
contemplative
not there,
prayer.
The Lord says, listen,
because you do not use your intellect.
I'll use anybody that's available.
You use your
so
heart.
If she's
it's
not
a prayer
there, you'll give the message to someone else, and someone else get the interpretation, which is almost
it's
a clear
powerful
piece of the action of the Spirit in the body.
Because it's the prayer of the Spirit within us.
There's a second dimension that I've never heard many people talk about,
and I still don't understand.
And this to me is exciting about
the mystery
here. Interpretation of tongues.
We're dealing
let's
with the mystery.
Pray in tongues,
but who
and
of us knows
to give us
what
the
makes
interpretation
an
of our own prayer tongue?
Who of us knows the
now,
intrinsic
few
working
people
of our
automobile?
Automobile.
I don't talk
I put
about
my
this.
Key in the ignition,
but,
I turn the ignition on, I
talk about
it
interpretation of tongues.
And I go from
this
here
is
to California.
More exciting because we can do this all
who knows
day
the
long,
internal workings of a jet engine?
You only get a message in tongues that
I write
when a charismatic prayer group comes together
and they get me across
a few Christians.
I don't know what makes them work. I know how to
interpret
them.
Your own tongues.
And so
you can use
tongues.
Your gift
people
of interpretation.
Say, tell me
say,
what it is. I
want
to know intrinsic evidence. What is the gift of
interpreting?
We don't
tongues.
Know. So
everybody
we know that it bears good fruit.
And that's
those
how you
watching
judge on video
it.
Do the same thing.
Matthew
if you pray in tongues,
we'll
pray in tongues.
You will know it.
I'll clap my hands.
It is
keep
a spiritual, biblical reality.
The first thing that comes to your mind,
by the Catholic
because
Church,
it's
and that
intuition,
should
it's intuitive,
all doubts
it's not reflexive, it's not
we
intellectual.
Know that Jesus
it's intuitive.
Has left us the Church so that we can find
first
the
first thing that comes to your mind,
and
you write it down.
That we do
now,
not
we don't have
vary
a lot of time,
says,
and there are three possible variations
Church,
that I've learned over
Jesus
the years
left
in this area.
Church to guide us in our journey towards eternal life.
So I'm
going to
ask you to
don't have to interpret things for ourselves. We have a guide. So that we don't go
close
off the
close your
deep
eyes
end,
and write the first words that come
do.
To your mind, and I'll,
the Church has said,
depending
yes,
on what you get, I will share
so
the
no
three
Catholic
possible variations.
Really speak
let's
against
close
the
our
gift
eyes,
of
friend,
because it's authenticated by the Church. Conference of American Bishops and many other worldwide, many other conferences of bishops have said, yes, this is good, this is authentic. So those of you who have doubts, fall
keep
back
your eyes
on the
closed.
Discernment of the Church.
Keep your eyes closed.
The Holy
the
Spirit
first
sensitizes us to the other charisms of the Holy Spirit. What are the charisms? The charisms are gifts of God given to us free, by Him, freely accepted, by which we let the Holy Spirit move through us. And of course, one of the charisms is the gift of tongues, the basic charism, and it sensitizes us to all the other gifts of the Spirit, like healing and wisdom. We become more sensitive
all
because
right,
in
for
Second
the sake of
Timothy,
time, how many of you
says,
wrote something down? Put
into
up your hand.
The gift of the
okay,
Spirit
that's
that
about
is in
a third
you,
of you.
The imposition
who would
of
like
my
to
hands.
Share what you wrote down?
So that
just come up
when
in the
we
light,
pray in tongues in some way, the Spirit yeah, becomes more intense with us.
Well, the first
it
word
us,
I got was peace.
Because they're giving
then right on top of that,
to
trust.
Use us. Anyway,
and
we notice we become much more sensitive to the things of God as we pray in tongues.
Okay. So I
more
would say
solid teaching needs to be given by leaders. There's such a desire and a hunger and a thirst for prayer.
Anyone else briefly want
in
to share
United
come up
States.
Into the light?
People always flock to prayer light. Seminars.
Okay.
And we need more
my
and more to know
was,
that the gift
children.
Of tongues is available okay. to all who surrender.
Right. Just come right up
I
here
myself
now.
In my ministry give retreats around the world to
the
priests.
Spirit praising the Lord
one
through
of the
you, because He penetrates your spirit. Sometimes it can be your spirit
so
speaking
to
the Father.
To
other times it can be
because we're so controlled and
the
we
Holy
are so
Spirit
intellectual.
Speaking to you. It is a lot of variations.
Much
I've
taught,
never really been able to,
we have
to pin all this down.
Theology.
Children
and then
of
to
God,
come into an area
I will do
that's
great
relatively
things
new,
for you
it's very
if you choose
but
to
when
trust in
surrender,
me and follow
it's marvelous.
My ways
I remember
with authority.
A doctor
what
of
I feel the Lord has been
Manila,
giving us is ministerial tongues and interpretation, just like Linda. I think what the Lord may be doing
said,
is opening up new gifts. Many of you are going to begin
the man
to have
who
messages and tongues
scripture in the seminary has a degree
what did you get?
Well, what I got was for you and then some silence, having
Jerusalem
silence and will.
He's equipped to teach scripture
to
in the seminary, has a doctorate in psychology. He got involved in
the
whole charismatic experience.
Are you having tongues or having the Holy Spirit will prophesy or inhabit?
So beautiful.
You got me on that one. I don't know what to say on that one. I'm tongue-tied, which is not too common an experience. All right, that's just enough to give you an idea
of
interpreting your own tongues. And you can work at this every day in your prayer time. Everyone who's into serious ministry should try to spend
Why did I have to wait 54 years?
The average American woman over 45 watches
this.
Television 5 hours
a day. I don't know, but thank God
so
it's available now.
An hour a day
open.
In prayer. Are you crazy? I mean,
also, when we pray in tongues, we create an atmosphere
an hour
of praise.
Have no problem
like
watching
Geraldo
and John Rivers
God.
And as the world
the whole 120
turns.
Of
I have no problem watching hour
just standing, looking
pray,
up to heaven, and
alone
just
with the Lord.
Letting the
people
Spirit
say, what are
worship
you doing?
And praise through them. It's such a powerful experience.
Now, we want to move
one of the best ways, one of the best ways of praising God, because it's the Spirit.
Individual prophecy.
It's God
remember,
in
we spoke before
himself.
That prophecy is the Lord speaking directly to the community. There's another
we
dimension of prophecy,
when they come into
which
the
I think is even
more
important,
much, much
and that's
more power,
one-on-one prophecy,
much more
because we can do this
much
all
more enthusiasm.
The time.
And is
I'm
going to
ask
the
people who
people,
participated, Nina and Paul,
they're saying
come up,
the same things
and we'll break
before,
into two,
but it's more
and we'll pray for each other, asking the Lord for a word from each other, remembering the basic principles, remembering the basic principles, the anointing,
stale,
the words in the first or second person, stepping
the
out
in
faith.
To pray,
so Linda
is,
and I are going
to
just
spend 3 hours a day in mental
hold
prayer,
hands
but
here
I work
and pray
in
and
there.
Ask Paul and
I
Nina to just come up and stand beside us and do the same thing.
Monsignor Vincent Walsh, the Vice Chancellor of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, says, the real effect of tongues is not merely the external saying of the words, but the deep effect of the Spirit within the people as they pray. Tongues
be
actually
not afraid,
comes
my daughter,
from the subconscious,
I have empowered you with mighty gifts.
Where the Spirit
I call
is,
you to step out in
to
faith.
The conscious mind.
Do not let fear
and when it
hold you
comes
back,
from the subconscious
for my
to the conscious,
courage,
it brings with it a lot of the repressed spirits and
the gifts
that
I have that
are buried
you
in our
you have
subconscious
been
mind.
In seeking me
and
in seeking my will.
So there's so much healing when people
know
begin
that
to pray in tongues. Shandaranda halladi da handaranda halladi. Now, there's so much
son,
more
I'm
we
doing
could
a
say,
work in you that you don't understand.
But
it's a far
I want to show you how to
stay
yield
close to me,
to the
be
gift
faithful
of tongues.
To
I want to set up this workshop method.
For you.
Because
you,
once you're
thank
baptized
you,
in Spirit,
thank
once you surrender and say, Lord, use me, possess
son,
me, melt me,
brave,
mold me, especially within
me.
A prayer group setting where there's inspirational music in this prayer of the community.
I have an open heart.
Once you've surrendered yourself to the Lord as best you can, what you do next is open yourself.
I give to you.
Now I'm going to ask a few people to come up here who have volunteered so that we can set up the workshop. If we have time, we'll go right into it.
Those who are with me, just come back. What did you feel when she gave you the words?
Can set up the workshop and then proceed after the video ends. So those people said they would be willing to yield to the gift of tongues. Just come up here right now and stand in a circle. What we do is stand in a circle
for an anointing.
We stand
deep,
in a circle to have a sense of community because
was,
the Spirit of God works
so much,
in community.
Knowing,
okay, now just those people
and
no more.
Giving me that word, I had a surge
for the
of
sake
energy
of,
flowing
getting
I just
this
felt
tape.
So much
come
encouragement
right
because
okay.
the word that she
let's
spoke to me has
circle.
Been given
let's
to me for the past
now.
6 months that
all
the
right.
Lord's doing.
We are in community. We're Christians
going
gathered together in the name
of
the Lord. We're asking the Spirit to use our voice. Remember that the Holy Spirit wants to use you to praise God more than you want to be used. More than you want to be used because the Holy Spirit is given to us to continue the ministry of Jesus. All of us are Jesus in a certain sense through the Holy Spirit. What you do if you can,
what has the Lord
is
been saying
symbolize
for the past
your surrendering
so
by raising your hands. If you can, if
in
you can't,
the
it's
desires
okay.
of your heart, in prayer, other
people,
people
say, I can't do that, Father.
We've had a few
if
bad experiences of people
a thief put a gun in your back and
said,
stick them up, you'd
say,
have no problems at all. But for the Lord, it's
and
a little different. You see, it's, well, Lord, I don't know if I can do that. We raise our hands.
Of the Lord speaking
all right, now, you have the Holy Spirit because
you
have yielded with me before the video. You yielded your spirit to
the
Lord. what the baptism of the Spirit means is the Lord is possessing your spirit. Now he wants to work through you. What we do is close our eyes, raise our hands, ask the Lord to guide us, and imitate my tongue. As you imitate my tongue, you're moving your voice. As you move your voice, sooner or later, the Spirit is going to move from your spirit through all the emotions, fear, guilt, self-hatred, bitterness, low self-esteem. Connect with your voice, and you will find yourself uttering syllables that are not my syllables. And so you need someone to come around and say, yes, someone who has a gift of discernment or knows how to pray in tongues. You are praying in tongues, because they're not going to believe they're praying in tongues. They'll say, but I'm imitating you, or I'm making it up. I'm just going along with the program. But you know your catechism. Remember in catechism, the morality of an action depends on your intention. If your intention is to praise God, you would be praising God, even if you were making it up, even if you were just imitating. So altogether, imitate my tongues out loud, as loud as you can, just for the sake of moving your voice and letting the Spirit move through you. Close your eyes. Shahandara haladide hangari halaka shanda, as loud as you can. Shahadaragadara shandarada, come Holy Spirit, and just release yourself within him. Shahandara haladada gata shandarada.
The Lord is saying,
haladada, just keep going. Shandarada. It's going to happen eventually. I've seen it all over the world. They'll come into the gift of tongues,
just push it aside.
Three, four, five,
so that I'm Holy Spirit. This is relatively
just
safe.
Continue. Those watching the video
can
do the workshop in the same way,
and I said, I don't
get
involved
in this,
too much danger of getting led astray.
And
then I slowly converted. Now people are saying the same thing.
As loud as you can, just imitate me.
And I wonder why they think that. Okay, take out your pencil and paper. Your loving Father in heaven wants to speak to you. Let's just pray softly in tongues.
Now,
and I'll clap
my hands
and
write what comes to your mind.
Mind.
The gift of tongues is breaking
verse.
Through. And that will become fluent as the day goes on. But always remember, when someone tells you you've got the gift of tongues,
come
leading
on,
the
video, do the same
leading
course.
The workshop,
just
you have it, because everybody doubts it. They
the
say, oh, no, it's too simple. That has to be complicated. I can't do you, God. Continue.
Does anybody have anything they can share that the Lord spoke to? Put up your hand if you got something and you want to share it. Just come forward. No, just come right up here in the light. Anyone else want to briefly share? Just come right up here, because we're coming to the end of the tape. People in watching video should do the same.
I can't talk. I desire to use you for my work, for my people.
What? How does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel very proud, but a little bit reluctant, a little bit afraid to step out.
Yeah, another word. Why are you afraid to step out?
Because I'm selfish.
Would you say because of pride?
Perhaps so.
Yeah, I'm afraid of falling on my face.
Right.
Yeah, that's the great thing about working for the Lord. We think it's going to make you proud. To me, it's pride not to do it, because you say, oh, I don't care what the Lord wants. My pride is more important. My reputation is more important. I think it's pride not to flow in the gifts of the Spirit.
Little broken rose petal of my heart, I have great healing love for you and your family.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel really good.
You think that's from the Lord?
Yes.
See, if it bears good fruit, we can presume it's from the Lord, because everything that's been done has been done in the Lord. Prayer, openness to the Spirit, looking at the Word, being guided by the Word, being guided by the experience of the Christian community, listening to the church. People still say, well, I'm still afraid of all this. All right, but life is a risk. Many, many of the spiritual writers more and more are saying, life is a risk. And it sure is in Latin America, where many, many people are being martyred. We have more martyrs in Latin America in the last 20 years than in the early days of the church, most probably, according to many experts. People dying for their faith. I have a few questions here that have been asked. I get prophecies, but I don't have the courage to give it. what can I do? I would say, pray with another person, one-on-one. And as you begin to get individual prophecies, you will gain that courage. Ask the Lord for the courage to share it in the group. What if you feel no anointing? If you don't feel any sensible anointing, just hang loose and check your spirit, because you'll probably have a deep sense of peace. Yes, this is the Lord. This is good. And that's a psychological anointing. That's what I get most of the time. Please distinguish between prophecy and word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is one word. I stand up here and I say, Lord, we have a healing service going, and I hear in my mind, backs. One word, backs. Oh, I say, Lord must be healing backs. All those whose backs are healed, put up your hand. Whereas prophecy is a sentence. It's the Lord communicating sentences, words to the Christian community. So we just thank the Lord that we have such a loving Father in heaven who truly wants to communicate.